I hear trust the process often, and it's so important to stay persistent and keep going. But I also, in my mind, I always tell myself recently is enjoy the process, because at the end of the day, you're doing football for fun and for joy and for the love of the game. That's why we all started it. And as you grow and you try and push up the levels and you see the reality of things and the challenges start coming in, a lot of people, like a lot of high-level players that I know, they hate the game. They hate the game, and it's because they haven't made an intentional effort to enjoy the process. So performance and fulfillment, 110%. The third thing I want to add to this is also, it's a very practical a move for your career to add an interest or a skill that you do outside of football that can then help you both during your football career and then after your football career to build up your career. So whether that's coaching,
Exactly.
training people, whether it's making videos, content creation, this can be anything, but those two categories, performance and fulfillment, it will help you there. The third thing is it's going to help you be a more skilled individual, and you can make more income, you can tap into more networking opportunities, you can tap into more partnerships. So it's a win-win-win.
That third point is major key. And I think you've done a great job with it. That's what my goal was when I first started Rick Fit, is I always want to do something in parallel with the game, with the journey. And when you do that, it just you're on that same route, and what you do off the pitch, like we talked about, you learn, helps you on the pitch, and then it helps others on the pitch. So it's like, can you find that skill that is in parallel with your journey and doesn't intersect it? Obviously, you can find other loves like art and stuff like that. I mean, I think that really is a great thing for footballers, for things to get your mind off the game. I remember I listened to an interview with Hector Bellerin, and he was talking about how he was always really into fashion, and he would get a lot of hate from critics and pundits, and that's the problem. And I think it's getting better, but I think when footballers tune into a side hustle, especially when they're in the limelight, in the spotlight, and if they have a couple bad games, the pundits and people will always blame it. Oh yeah, Bellerin was focusing too much on the side hustle, which is why he's playing poorly. But that's not the reason. That's just actually a way for him to get away from the game.